It's time. Time to get inspired and empowered. To realize it's never too late. To create your next amazing story. Get ready to break through, transform, and start living the life of your dreams. So, are you ready? Truly ready to begin your journey to create your next amazing story in life and love? Great. Let's jump in with your host, Life and Love Transformational Coach, Suzanne Oshima.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. It is the It's Never Too Late show. I am super excited to be here. I'm Michelle Ann Owens, your guest host for the day, giving the wonderful Suzanne Oshima with us the opportunity to be the life and love transformational coach that she always is for all of you. But now she gets to give you even more tips and tricks for transforming your midlife into your best life. And I absolutely love that tagline. Suzanne and I were chitty-chatting about that before we started today. And I'm excited too. I always learn something from these talks, and today's topic is going to be a really good one. It is be yourself. Everyone else is taken. And Suzanne just informed me that that's a quote from Oscar Wilde. So some of you out there may have already known that too. And it's a really good topic. So with no further ado, welcome Suzanne.
Aw, thanks so much, Michelle. I love doing these girl talks with you.
Yeah.
And because we're going to really transform, like you said, women's midlife into their best life. Because, you know, I realize that when, you know, society says midlife or people say midlife to us, it kind of makes us feel like we're in between nowhere land, right?
We're old, and that's not true.
And we're not. I'm like living my best life. I'm doing so many amazing things, as are you. And I'm like, I can't wait for like the next chapter in my life.
Totally. And this is how I look at it. I think about it like I'm in my 40s and I've got another 40 plus years to go.
So I love how you look at it that way. And I'm the same way. I'm in my 50s and in my family, my grandmother lived to 101 and my father lived to 95. So I'm only halfway done.
You're super young.
I know.
You've got a lot to get done, Suzanne. So, and speaking of, I love that you help women just transform their lives, as we keep saying, and inspire us to get through all the things along our journey. And I think so many of us need that support, need somebody to be there for us. So I want to personally thank you. And I'm sure all the ladies out there watching or listening are thinking the same thing, like, thank you for being there for us. And I want to dive into this topic so much because I personally have had issues with not feeling like I could be completely who I really am inside of a relationship. So I assume that a lot of your clients come to you with this problem then too, right?
Yeah. You know, I think a lot of women are afraid to truly be themselves. Like in the first couple of dates with a man, even just like the first couple of months, they feel like, oh, I have to show up a certain way. I have to be a certain way. I have to say the right thing. And that's a fallacy.
Yeah.
It's a total fallacy.
Well, so what do you think that they're doing? Why do you think that women do that? Why do they feel the need to act a certain way? What is that all about?
Well, it's all about because they want the man to like them, right? Which is that's fine. Obviously, we want someone to like us. But when you're not being your authentic, genuine self, and when I say that, I don't mean, you know, if you're angry at the world, that's not your genuine, authentic self. I'm talking about the best version of yourself, whatever that is for you. And for everybody, that's different. But if you are truly showing up as the best version of yourself, like Oscar Wilde says, you know, be yourself, everyone else is taken, is, you know, then the right man will like you for who you are. And if he doesn't, then he's the wrong man for you.
Not the right guy. Exactly. Exactly. And I'm thinking too, and you can tell me if I'm on the right track, is that some women go down that road because of past experiences, maybe with other relationships they've had where somebody was trying to make them be a certain way, right?
Yeah. Or if, you know, if they were in a relationship with a man that criticized them for how they looked or the things that she did or said. And so when she goes into that next chapter with the next person, right, is she can feel not that great about herself, right? And that always breaks my heart, because then what she's doing is she's bringing in that baggage from that past relationship or marriage into this new one, because she's feeling insecure. She's not feeling good enough. And what I always say, if that's the place you're in, it's really important to do that inner work first before you get out there and date, to build back up your self-confidence, your self-esteem, and your self-worth.
Yeah. I want to talk about how to do that. But before we do that, I want to step back for a second. And if you don't mind, I'll share a really quick story about my own personal experience. Is that I was dating this guy who looked at Instagram all the time and all these models. And he was constantly looking at these accounts. And then he'd get obsessed by it and then would ask me, how come you don't have a boob job? How come you don't wear hair extensions? Or no, he said, you should grow your hair longer. And he said, have you thought about getting a spray tan? You know, and like all these things. And I was like, do you want to be with me, or do you want to be with a fake Instagram model? You know what I mean? Who had hair and makeup done for 3 hours before they took those photographs, and they're probably Photoshopped.
Yeah, no, it's totally true. I mean, you know, it's funny, Michelle, when you were sharing that story, the image I got in my head is he's not looking for a real woman. He's actually looking for Barbie. Right?
Yeah. Well, I used to joke with him. I'd say, why don't you just go buy a blow up doll? I was like, that's what I'm going to get you for your birthday. I was like, and then I can just exit left.
Well, and it's so true. And you know, I will share that when I used to be a matchmaker, I'm no longer a matchmaker now, but when I was a matchmaker and I worked with men and they would say they want, I remember actually this just popped into my head, is this man contacted me about wanting me to be his matchmaker. And, you know, before I agreed to do that, I always want to meet with them and find out what they're looking for. Before we met, he actually sent me, I kid you not, it was like a 4 or 5 page document of everything that he was looking for in a woman. And I read this thing and I was floored. I had never seen anything like it. And I was like, I can't work with you. You know, no one is going to ever meet your expectations. She doesn't exist. Like, yeah. I can't even take your money because she doesn't exist. And honestly, you would be a nightmare to work with because you're so unrealistic.
So picky.
And you think that, yeah, totally picky. And what that tells me also is when someone wants all of these things and is so specific, like your ex, right, is they have their own insecurity within their self.
Absolutely.
And so they need that other person to make them look good. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not the type of man you want to be with. And that's why I didn't work with them, Michelle.
Yeah, I know. I mean, among other reasons, which we won't get into today. We can save those examples for another topic.
Exactly.
So speaking of, right, it didn't work out with him and I ended up going for somebody else. And so what is it, and what do we as women in midlife need to do to be more attractive to men if we're struggling with these past experiences in this way where somebody's beaten us down for not being perfect in the way that they think we should be, or what the perfection means to them? You know, what should we be doing to attract a man? And how do we get that self-esteem back?
Well, I want to make sure that women understand that it's not just about attracting a man, because to me, that's superficial. Anybody can attract a man, right? If you put on the right hair, makeup, or dress the right way, anyone can attract. That's not what you want. You want that initially, but what you want for the long term is to actually have a long-term, committed, meaningful relationship.
Right. Absolutely.
I mean, but that being said, I will share that how men are wired is they must be physically attracted to you, right? Mm-hmm. But when I say that, I really want women to understand, because I know sometimes women will get upset and they'll say, well, why can't he get to know me for my personality or other things? And I would love for that to be true. It's just not how men are wired. Men really have to be physically attracted to you. But that being said, you do not have to be the Barbie or the supermodel. Every man is attracted to something different. Some men like brunettes, some like blondes, some like curvier women, some like skinnier women, some men like women glasses. That wear glasses. Some men, I actually knew a guy that preferred women to wear glasses. He thought it was so sexy. But it really just depends. So yeah, I really want women to understand you don't have to be that skinny supermodel. Like, I'm going to keep going back to be the best version of yourself. And when you are the best version of yourself and you feel comfortable in your own skin and you love your own body and everything about you, that's when the right man will love you too.
Yes. And I've noticed the relationships that I've had in the past that went long term and that worked really well. The guy often, and I'm sure that you have experienced this too, he actually liked it when I was just in sweatpants with my hair in a bun and no makeup and just relaxing. And he liked that because he felt like it was just like more me. And, but he also liked it when I dressed up and went out and put makeup on, you know what I mean? So both instances. And I found that with several men, like once they really get to know you and they get past that initial physical attraction, they actually like to see the real you if they're the right guy.
Yeah, that is true. Actually, I will share this that a lot of women may not know is a lot of men don't like when women wear a lot of makeup.
Yeah.
They want, some men want you to wear some, but not where you look so fake. Actually, you know, something just popped into my head that I think is so funny. From our generation, Dolly Parton, do you remember that in the 70s and 80s, how she used to, have you ever heard her tell the story how she's, her husband has never seen her without makeup? Like she would go to bed with a full face of makeup and she would wake up and he would never see her because she felt so insecure about him seeing her like bare face. And I'm like, oh my God, first of all, that's horrible for your skin.
It really is.
But yeah. Number two, how exhausting. I mean, yeah, I put makeup on for this video, but I don't do this every day. And if I had to do it every day and go to sleep with it, I'm like, that's exhausting. No. I'm not doing that.
Well, have you seen The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel on Amazon? Mm-hmm. She does that. It takes place in the 50s. And in the beginning of the series, it's like the first episode, they show her waking up early and going into the bathroom and putting on all of her makeup and then pretending to go back to sleep. And she just wakes up looking marvelous.
Yeah.
And, you know, back in that day and time, that's what women did. And it was like that Dolly Parton thing too. And I also heard, you made me think of another story. I read somewhere that Eddie Murphy used to make one of his ex-wives like go to bed with her makeup on because he said that she didn't look good when she woke up in the morning without makeup on. And he wanted her to look good.
Oh, don't tell me that. I love Eddie Murphy. Now I that makes me go,
Yeah, I don't know if it's true though. So it could be hearsay, but right. Maybe I should have just said some actor. Forget about it. So we're talking about all of this stuff with, you know, don't feel the need to always look amazing. It's just not true to yourself. Like we don't always walk around having perfect makeup on. So what is it? What qualities do women need to have to like really keep a man sticking around and to not just be focused on the outer, the physical?
Yeah. So, you know, it's funny because the first thing that I'm going to tell you is actually the number one thing that women are attracted to in men and that men are attracted to in women. It's a universal attractor and it's confidence.
Yes.
And it's something that a lot of people need to work on. It's about being confident in who you are and what you have to offer a man. And if you're feeling insecure, right, or needy in a relationship when you're with the man, I will tell you that will not keep a man. It will actually detract the right man for you because men have told me that is the biggest turnoff is when a woman is insecure or when she turns needy in the relationship. Like, sometimes what I've seen happen in a relationship is the woman will be really confident in the early stages. And then at a certain point where she feels a shift in the relationship, and then she starts to feel a little insecure, and then she becomes needy. And I will tell you, that will detract the right man and it will make him pull away.
Yep. Yep. And I've been there. I'm usually very, very confident until I start getting that connection, the heart connection. Once I start actually falling in love with somebody, that's when I start to feel a little wonky and a little vulnerable. And I start, you know, feeling, not all the time, but, when I'm really into somebody, I'll start thinking, oh, is he looking at that other woman? Oh, is, you know what I mean? And I wonder what's going on. And it probably comes off as insecurity. And that's definitely a turnoff. I mean, because I didn't like it when a man did that to me. When he was like, where are you? What are you doing? Who are you talking to? Like that whole thing. You know, well, let me see your phone.
Oh God, you can't do that. Once that starts to happen, the relationship's doomed, because then there's no trust. But I don't know if you know this, Michelle, but a big part of what's coming up for you is because once you have that heart and emotional connection, and like you said, you start to feel vulnerable, and then you start to go, oh my God, I could get my heart broken, right? And I'm sure what you may not be thinking about, but what could be underlying in the under the surface is that, oh, in my last relationship or marriage, when I opened my heart and became vulnerable, he broke my heart. He did this or that. And now this could be, he could do this again. So that scares us, right?
Yeah, absolutely. But then I feel like, okay, the whole topic of today's episode is be yourself. But I feel like if you're pretending to not be bothered by certain things, or you're pretending to not be vulnerable, that's not truly being yourself either. So how do you find that balance?
That's a really great point, because that's so true. Because if that's coming up for you, right, you can't just like, if you try it, what I find is if you try to push it away or push it down,
it gets worse.
Yeah, it's like that beach ball in a pool. If you're trying to push it under the water, it's like, and then it pops up and then it explodes, right?
Exactly.
But that can be really hard. And so, yeah, you're not being yourself, but what needs to happen is, if that's coming up for you, you start to feel insecure and you're feeling like, I can't trust him, is then it's important to do that inner work. Not just ignore it, not just try to push it away, is say, hey, why am I feeling that way? And I will share with you, most of the time, like I said, it's from past relationships. Yep. We don't know to just act that way. It's from past experiences where we got hurt before or something happened, right? Yep. It's just like when we were little kids and you touch a hot, we don't know not to touch the hot stove until we touch the hot stove and then it burns our hand. And we're like, oh, I should have done that. Then you know, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so it's the same thing. And so if that insecurity is coming up for you, is to go deeper and say, why am I feeling that way? Oh, I know, and I'm not saying this is for you, but is for someone else, it could be, oh, no wonder my ex-husband cheated on me when I did this. And, you know, so I need to work on, you know, my trust issues and what he did and what signs did I miss and what part I played in that. And so there's a whole thing that comes up, but also what a lot of people don't realize is that it can also be related to your, when you were growing up and something that could have happened with your parents, or where you felt abandoned or rejected, and that can come up. And people don't realize that. They think, oh, you know, I'm in of a certain age and that my childhood doesn't come up. No, yes, it does. Abandonment issues from your childhood can totally come up into, you know, current relationships.
Yeah. And I mean, there's so much work to be done. I mean, I'm sure all the women out there listening know that you become more self-aware when you hit to midlife years. You're just, you know what you need to work on. You know what your patterns are. And so it's a lot easier, I think, to pivot and to shift your attitude. But I know for me, there are certain hot buttons, and when they come up, it's difficult for me to not, you know, express them. So so it can be challenging to perfectly be yourself all the time, you know, because I'm always trying to be like strong woman. I've got this under control. I've got this. But that's not always the case inside, you know. And are there any times that it is okay to show your vulnerability to a man and that he'll love it and think that it's cute and attractive?
So it's so interesting, Michelle, what you just shared is, you know how you said, well, I'm that strong, independent woman and, you know, I've got this handled is, but on the inside, you're feeling a little bit insecure, right? And so that's that facade, right?
Right.
And strong, independent woman, and I'm one too, by the way, so I totally get it, is while we're great at handling things, the truth is that, you know what? We don't want to handle everything all the time. Sometimes we want that man that comes in, takes the lead and takes care of things. So we can kind of go, ah, I feel protected. I feel taken care of. Not that you're helpless, but here's the thing, Michelle, a man can't do that for you if you don't allow him to do that for you. So if you keep showing up as the strong, independent woman that I've got this handled, it doesn't leave room for him in the relationship to step in and take that lead and do the things for you. Because then that's where I say, Michelle, you're not truly being yourself, because I know deep down inside you want to be vulnerable, but there's a part of you that's afraid to be vulnerable to get your heart broken.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And then in those instances, I found too, it's like when in the past I've expressed, hey, I'm feeling some kind of way here. I'm feeling some kind of way. If it's done in a certain, with a certain approach that doesn't attack the guy, then I think he, you know, generally is like, oh, okay. Like had no idea. So I think in those cases, it's been okay to show that side of myself and be like, I need your help here, you know, and then have them step in. So, and also I think, and you could tell me if this is wrong, but I think men like to step in and take charge and to be the protector and all of that kind of stuff. So in those cases, when you're feeling vulnerable, maybe it's okay to let him know, because then he'll be like, oh, okay, baby, I got this.
Well, it's so true what you said. You know, Michelle, it's all in about how you share it with him. Yeah. If you share it in a way, hey, you know, I'm feeling a little bit like blah, blah, blah. You're talking about how I feel. I'm not saying you're doing anything wrong. I'm just saying this is how I feel. So how can someone tell you you're wrong, right?
Right,
this is how
right.
I feel. But the other thing, so you're doing it in the right way, right? And you notice his response was different. Like he's like, oh, okay. And men have no clue half the time. And so he knew then, okay, let me do this. Because quite honestly, what a lot of women don't realize is a man just wants to please you.
Yeah.
But you have to let him know, but do it in a way like Michelle did, where you're not condescending or you're emasculating him or being like, hey, you're doing this. Because then he feels like, you're my mother or you're my teacher and now I'm in trouble, and then it's not a good outcome.
Yeah, totally. And so I want to pivot things just a little bit, because we're talking about sort of the softer side of vulnerability, but I think that vulnerability can also be expressed. And here's an example that I was thinking of in my current relationship. We get really silly and we access our childlike side and we'll just, you know, laugh a lot about stupid things and, you know, toilet humor and things like that. And we laugh and we have such a good time. And that's one of the lovely things about our relationship. And that's showing a side of ourselves that we wouldn't normally put out to the rest of the universe. And it's also a special bonding thing. So again, like that's me being myself, is being silly. You know, and I'm not silly when I'm working, you know, generally, but we go over the top silly, but that's cool for us, you know, so, and he's okay with that. If in the past I've done that with other people I was with and they didn't respond, they thought it was weird or nerdy or whatever else. And so it's like what you said earlier, like really being yourself can be every little aspect of yourself.
Oh yeah, totally. And it's so funny, Michelle, that you share that, because I'm the same way you are. I'm like, you know, professional, my job, I'm in my 50s, but I will say my sense of humor and some of the things that I do are so childish. Even my 22-year-old niece sometimes looks at me and is like, but I just have this fun attitude. And I'm like, if I'm not doing that fun stuff, laughing at stupid things, laughing at myself, then I'm not being myself, right?
Yeah. I mean, we were just like dancing around in the kitchen to music and stuff. And it's just like allowing yourself to just express and be and not have to act like you're a certain, that you're always put together or that you're just this facade. And so, you know, it's about being empowered to really just be yourself in every way. And there's nothing wrong with that. So whatever you were teased for as a kid or whatever past relationship made you feel insecure, you have to be willing to let that go. And if the guy doesn't like who you really are, then he's not the right guy, right?
Exactly. Well, exactly. And I will say, you know, it's not really easy just to let the stuff go from past relationships or things that happened in your childhood. Sometimes if it really keeps coming up, like rearing its ugly head when you get triggered by a man, is that's the time where you want to get help. Because if you feel like, oh my God, why does this keep coming up? Why do I keep sabotaging these relationships? Yeah. You got to get a coach or you got to get a therapist to help you through those things, because otherwise you're just going to keep sabotaging the relationships and you'll keep ending up back at square one yet again.
Yep, totally. And I've seen myself cycle through that too. And I think a lot of women, we tend to just go from relationship to relationship and we don't spend the time to really deal with it. So, you know, and I know one of the things that you and I were talking about is taking care of this stuff and building up your self-confidence before you start going out and looking for a new relationship or dating actively so that you're really, really on top of it, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the worst thing a woman could do is right after a breakup is to get back out there so soon.
Yeah.
So soon can almost be too soon sometimes. Sometimes you really need to process it, go through the loss, right? And go through the healing. And for everybody that's different, some people can heal within a couple of months. I don't heal in a couple of months. I honestly take a lot longer. And that's just me, but I know myself and I'm okay with it. Like the worst thing for me would be to get back out there and date because I wouldn't make a connection with anyone.
Yeah. I completely understand that. So I think that we are hitting the end of our episode. And so I wanted to know if you have any final thoughts for us women out here listening to your amazing inspirational advice on really, you know, what are our takeaways for the day today?
The biggest takeaway, I'm going to loop it back to the beginning, is to be yourself. Everybody else is taken. And to really, you know, stand in your power and say, yeah, I'm amazing. And I have a lot to offer a man. And if he doesn't like me for me, he's the wrong man for me. And it's okay. And move on. So that's the main thing. And I will share with the ladies that, if you would like my free gift, I have an amazing free gift for the ladies, is I have a new video series out. It's called The Secrets About Men After 40 and Beyond. And if you would like that video series, if you're watching the video, you can click on the link right at the end of this video. Or if you're listening to the podcast, you can just go to yournextamazingstory.com.
Yep. Awesome stuff. Suzanne, as always, it's such a pleasure to chitty chat with you. And I love being on the opposite side and having the chance to have you do all of the advice giving. And everybody, as Suzanne mentioned, please go to yournextamazingstory.com. Get that free gift. And just so you know, the show's available on video format as well as podcast format and on the website. And we're excited. We'll be back next time with a new topic. So come on back.
Love today's episode of the It's Never Too Late show? Then head on over to yournextamazingstory.com to continue the conversation, get access to show notes, and get more amazing content.